Blog Talk Radio.
Grab a cigarette, radio. Premiere, twisting internet radio. Listen here, you're rocking the best Thursday night on air. Urban music culture lifestyle, yeah. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. Brown Sugar Radio, premiere. Twisting internet radio, listen here. You're rocking the best Thursday night on air. Urban music, culture, lifestyle, yeah. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. Brown Sugar Radio is the premier choice in internet radio. You're rocking with the best every Thursday night. Live in urban music, culture, and lifestyle. That's right, www.brownsugarradio.com. Come on, keep your internet on.
Brown Sugar, brown sugar, brown sugar, brown sugar radio.
Keep your internet on.
Brown Sugar, brown sugar. Brown Sugar, Brown Sugar Radio.
B-R-O-W-N-S-U-G-A. Go run and tell the DJ. Hitting the Vegas and hitting worldwide. Brown Sugar Radio is all the way live. Let's shake the world. Good night.
What's happening, Blog Talk Radio? What up, Brown Sugar Land? All my loyal listeners coming through tonight as we have a very, very, very helpful an empowering topic tonight on how to recover from after you have chosen the incorrect mate or someone we would call a toxic relationship. And so at this time, what I'd like to do is bring forth my very, very special guest. This man has meant a lot to myself. I appreciate the wisdom that he has imparted on Brown Sugar Radio, as well as helping myself through personal trials and tribulations. And so I want to give it up tonight for the one and the only. Nobody can do it like this man right here. I got to say, welcome back to Brown Sugar Radio, the Loveologist.
Hey.
All right. It's going wonderful. And I just got to say that, you know, this is just great because the last show we've done, it's been a minute. But I know that the show that you did last time was just so inspirational. I had to have you back, and I wanted to welcome you back to the show in order to do this topic, because I knew nobody could do this topic like the Loveologist.
you got me over here blushing, girl.
Okay. I said, look, Loveologist will break it all the way down and then some for you, all right, with some science on top of it, okay? So welcome back. Welcome back. And, you know, all of, you know how we do. We welcome all of our guests in. All right. We got to give you an applause.
Thanks.
Okay. For coming on back. You could have said no, but you came back. Okay, so I Loveologist, you just have so many wonderful things going. I see your fan page, the Facebook has reached over 1,000 fans. I mean, you are just a brother on the move, doing some awesome things. And, you know, I selected you for this topic because, like I said, first and foremost, I knew that you'd be able to truly just look at both sides, not be biased, not only viewing it from a male's point of view, but you also know how to reach out to your female fans. And so that's what I like about you, is that you have a balanced opinion, you know, that you provide, and you research it. You actually study this material. This is, like, your specialty. I mean, you didn't earn that name, the Loveologist, for nothing. Okay, so tonight's topic, ladies and gentlemen, let me welcome all of my loyal listeners that are there, Ed Lips, and Ms. Kadaji Booker. Thank you for coming in tonight. And then we do have a few anonymous guests that are in the chat room, and I know the rest of my listeners will be in shortly. But I just want to say that each of you that are here, certainly you want to grab a pen and a piece of paper, because the Loveologist has some very, very important information he's going to give to us tonight. Many of us have experienced it. We've been in a relationship we just knew was the one, you know, and we fall in love. Some of us even get married, have children, and then only to come and find out that this relationship was not only what we expected, what we did not expect, excuse me, but it has also caused a tremendous amount of hardship and difficulty in our life. And so I know myself personally, I've been through some personal things, and I'm sure the Lovologist can share. He's been through some things too, and you learn and you grow from it.
Definitely.
But, okay, but
yeah,
what
definitely.
I want to know, go ahead, love.
No, go ahead, I'm here.
Okay, I want to ease into the topic. I'm just kind of waiting for a few more of my listeners to come through. I see the chat box is filling up, so we'll go ahead and we're going to just jump right on into it, you know. You know, how do you recover? How do you rebuild your life? You know, do you see the warning signs in the beginning? These are all questions that we face. And so, Lovologist, I'd love for you to go ahead and take the floor at this time and let us know the beginning stages, maybe warning signs, I guess, in the beginning, what we could look out for to even prevent going through unnecessary hardships and heartache.
Well, I think one of the most important things when you go through a breakup is a lot of people go through a denial period where they're actually denying the fact that, oh, my gosh, I've actually broken up with this person. I can't believe that I've invested all this time, all my money, all of my emotions into this one person, and here it is, I'm by myself. One of the things that you can do is, first off, you need to get past the denial period and say to yourself, yes, this is really, truly happening.
Okay.
I know that a lot of people get stuck in the denial stage because they are mourning and still yearning for that person that they're in a relationship with. So what you have to do is just get past the whole denial stage and say, yes, it's over. Where can I go from here? I think that, and one of the things I wanted to touch on real quickly is that one of the biggest mistakes, and men, I think more men do it than women, but, I mean, everybody is guilty of it, is that when you break up with somebody, the very first thing that you do is you go to somebody else. I mean, it's really quick. It's probably within immediately, okay? And what happens is that you never have an opportunity to get over your past love. So all those feelings that you have are now being masked, and you're now investing into someone else. There are a lot of people out there who are getting over their past three loves because they never had the opportunity to get over their first.
That's crazy. You know, and that's funny you mentioned that about men, because I find for myself, and even my personal girlfriends, all of us that are divorced, it's funny because just about all of our ex-husbands remarried within that year of the divorce, which is crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. And it's just like, okay, hold on a minute now. I know I'm still healing, you know, and especially when you have children, you know, it's a lot. And I did not want to make that mistake of rushing and getting married again, only to send my children through more pain if that relationship did not work out. So I'm going to be totally honest, I was angry at my ex-husband because I felt like, how dare you, you know, give the kids a stepmother already when they haven't even recuperated from the divorce. They're still in transition.
Right.
You know, they're not used to having two separate homes. They're not used to, you know, going to see daddy only on the weekend. So it was a lot that they had to adjust to. And me in particular, I'm going to be totally honest with you. As far as my dating style, I would not bring, like when I date, you know, I would make sure that I would not introduce the men I dated to my children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I did not want for them to get attached. And then also, I don't want them to see, okay, well, mom's dating, you know, John this week, and then she got Steve next week. They don't need to be involved in any of that. Those are adult issues. I just want them to focus on their childhood, focus on, you know, doing well in school, Those are the things they need to worry about. Not, oh, my goodness, you know, are we going to lose, you know, Johnny next? You know,
see,
and
what,
you know it's the truth.
And what happens is that, and, you know, this isn't just men that's doing this now. You know, it's definitely women. But I think it happens more so with men because of the fact that because of the, gosh, yeah, I might as well bring it up. Because of the, quote-unquote, macho stereotype or the ego that a man has, a man really, it's one of those things where a man doesn't want to see failure, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, it starts early in life. And I say this, and I'm gonna actually go backwards a little bit, then I'm gonna make my point.
All right.
It actually starts at childhood as far as with men, how men and women deal with their emotions.
Wow.
See, what happens in childhood, and I don't know if you have a boy and a girl as far as what children are concerned, but basically, and I've caught myself doing it in the beginning stages of when it was with my son, was let's say your son falls down and skins his knee, okay? He skins his knee, and what do? You run over to him. He starts crying, and he starts, you know, saying, ouch, it hurts, ouch, it hurts. And you look at him and says, man, and you tell him to man up. Boys aren't supposed to cry.
Right.
And it happens the majority of the time. Boys aren't supposed to cry. You're supposed to suck it up, all right? And you hand him a Band-Aid. You hand him the Neosporin so he can rub it on his knee, and then he feels better. But what happens when the little girl falls down and skins her knee? Mommy and daddy are rushing all over to the little girl. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe that you're this, and oh, my gosh. And little girl's crying. She's screaming her head out. And next thing you know, the mother and father are rocking the little girl. They're placing the Neosporin on her knee. They're placing the Band-Aid. They're kissing her, and they're doing all kinds of things. But guess who's watching that? The little boy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and so what happens is that boys are taught to suppress their emotions because it's not manlike in order to have emotions. It's not manlike to cry. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, with everything that happens that a man should just shed tears, you know, automatically, okay? But I think that what happens is because there are a lot of men out there that don't deal with the emotions in the beginning of life, then that's the reason why we have what we have as of right now, which is okay. What people have to do, and this is what I'm bringing back to here, is that what people have to do is they have to deal with their emotions when they deal with failure. Because when you're breaking up with somebody, it is a failure. You failed in the relationship, whether it was one person's fault or another person's fault. It doesn't matter. It's still a failure. So how do you deal with that failure? How do you deal with that emotion? Now, I can't sit here and tell anybody how to deal with their emotions because everyone is very different. Everyone is very different with how they deal with things and things of that nature. There are some people who will sit there and bawl and cry. There are other people who will keep it inward. There are other people who will just avoid it altogether. So all I can say is that you just deal with the pain and deal with the hurt. And then once you're able to deal with that, then you're able to move on, if you will.
Wow, that's something else. So, I mean, let's go over, and you're absolutely right. I never truly looked at, I guess, relationships stemming from your childhood, but you're absolutely right. You know, it's how you're raised. You know, it's a lot of, you know, as far as what you witness, what you experience. As a child, as a teenager, all of these things groom us, you know, towards our own personal relationship and how we deal with different trials and tribulations. Now, in the beginning, are there any telltale signs, though, that we could maybe say, hey, you know what, maybe this is not something that I need to rush into?
As far as the relationship in general?
Absolutely. Knowing that it's a toxic relationship, you know, what would be some warning signs for an individual that wants to pursue a young lady or young man, or an older lady, older man, heck, not only young people date, but just, you know, what would be some warning signs that would say, hey, maybe I need to pump my brakes and step back and take a look at this?
Well, there's one real huge sign that if you really don't have this, then you don't have anything, and that's a person's communication pattern and how they speak to you.
Okay.
Does a person speak down to you? Does a person speak up to you? I mean, that's actually not a good thing also if a person is worshiping you. Okay.
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
People might think, oh, well, they worship me. That's not necessarily a good thing. Okay. But, you know, you also have to hear how they speak to you. Do they talk down to you? Do they even talk to you at all? What are they talking about? Okay, what are the things that they're talking about? Are they ragging on how their ex did them wrong and this is that and the other and how they're going to do things in life just a little bit differently? Or are they ragging on their ex and saying, well, you know, that ex was a piece of whatever they are and they're really negative about it? Is the communication between you and the person that you're with, is it on a negative thing or is it positive? No, that's basically the one thing that you really truly need to look at. I mean, I think a lot of people get sucked up into the whole physical aspect of people because, let's be honest, I mean, when we're out there dating, you know, and you end up sleeping with a person and things of that nature, you have this euphoric ecstasy that goes over you, okay, and everything else just becomes numb at that point. Your brain doesn't process a lot of things, so when a person's talking to you, it kind of sounds like the teacher from Charlie Brown. You remember the teacher from Charlie Brown? The wah, the wah,
yeah.
The wah,
wah, wah, wah, wah, wah, wah, yeah, wah, wah.
Especially if the sex is good, okay. You can't... You can't really know those warning signs are as far as how a person speaks to you or how they treat you, okay?
Yeah.
And you know, and if your relationship is based on the fact that they can lay it down, then, you know, you really don't have a solid foundation in regards to a relationship is concerned. But what you need to do is really truly find out, first off, how are they communicating with you? And are they talking negatively or are they talking positively? Are they talking about the future or are they more focused on what happened to them in the past? You want to surround yourself with people that are more future-oriented rather than wallow in what happened to them in their past four relationships.
Wow. Now, I do see we have a caller on the line, but if y'all can just hang tight, how we're going to do this, the first half of the segment, I'm going to do my one-on-one interview. This isn't an interview. This is more of a topic we're just discussing, open forum, if you will. But the second half, after our commercial break, you're more than welcome to call back in and ask any questions that you may have. And then also, too, for all of my listeners in the chat room, you can certainly direct a question to the Loveologist, all right, in regards to what you've experienced or how you would like to maybe overcome a toxic relationship, all right? Now, I guess this is one question that I have for you, Love, and, you know, it just seems all too common, especially with being a female. You know, it seems as if it's harder for a woman to bounce back, so to speak. I don't know if it's because we hold on to it, you know. We got to let it go. I understand. We need to pray. I understand. But what is it? Why are we more reserved, you know, to step into a new relationship? And then the new man pays for it once we finally do get into the relationship, where it kind of seems like a man can just kind of let the sweat roll off his back, not even trip. I mean, yeah, they have issues, but it just seems like women were more passionate about the past and reluctant.
Well, let me break it down to you like this and see if this makes sense. This is all going back to the man and woman thing. See, when a man breaks up with somebody, they really necessarily don't have the support function like, let's say, women do, okay? Men necessarily don't go to their boys okay, and say, yo, bro, I just broke up with my girl and you're crying and you're this, this, that, and the other, and they're patting you on the back saying everything is okay, all right? See, whereas women, they have a support function. They have their people at work that all they have to do is break down and cry, and then somebody's taking them over in a corner and trying to figure out what's going on in their lives. They have family. They have friends. Family and friends that are basically their support function in order for them to get over a relationship. But what happens is that sometimes you can have too much of a support function. And let me say this, that women tend to lean on their friends a whole lot. And especially if you have those friends who are kind of on the negative side, oh, that brother wasn't nobody anyway, and this, this, that, and the other, and this, that, and the
yeah.
other. Okay,
yeah.
You know, you have a couple of girlfriends like that, they're haters, okay?
Right.
They were hating on you when you were in the relationship, and they're damn sure enough glad that you're out of the relationship so they can hate on the dude that you're with. But sometimes...
Right.
Sometimes what happens is that women end up staying with listening to their friends, and they get this hater mentality in their brain because they have no choice because they have haters for friends, okay? And what happens is that you have these haters for friends, so you're not necessarily getting over the relationship. You're hating everything that's going on and what happened to you in the past. Okay, so that's part of the reason why, I'm not saying that's the main reason why things happen the way it does, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just only giving, you know, a partial reason as to why women tend to stay in their funk just a little bit longer than men do, is that a lot of it has to do with their support function. Their support function allows them to wallow in their sorrows and wallow into their pain, and they're not helping them. They're just enabling them, if you will.
Wow.
Okay. So because men don't have, like, let's say, that support function that the women have, that's the reason why it seems like they snap back. Now, granted, men need that support function, but yet and still at the same time, they don't need nobody negging them out, talking about how much that woman was a hoe and she was this and she was that either. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, it's all about balance, and that's part of the reason why a woman tend to stay in it. Now, another reason is that a lot of women out there are very analytical. Okay.
Okay.
And
all right.
what happens is that when you break up with somebody, and this is more speaking to the women, they look at themselves in the mirror and say, "Wasn't I enough for them? Wasn't what was it that I did wrong? What is it that, you know, I did?" And then a lot of times it necessarily didn't have to do with you. It had a lot to do with just the relationship. And let me go here and back up here for a minute, because I think what happens is that when people break up in the relationship, that they feel that they're being rejected. It's not necessarily that the person is rejecting that person. What happens is that person, the majority of the time, the person is actually rejecting the idea of being in a relationship. Okay. If people have it in their mind that that person is actually rejecting the idea of being in a relationship instead of rejecting them, then they'll have an easier time of getting over what they need to get over.
Hmm. Wow, that's deep. That's deep. You know. And it just gives me a whole new, you know, perspective of things now that you took it there, you know?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So, and to get back to women being analytical, what happens is they look in the mirror and they say, oh, wasn't I good enough? And next thing you know, they look at the things that they used to love about themselves, they hate. Oh, well, maybe my right breast does sag just a little bit. Okay.
Maybe that was.
So you go out and buy some push-up bras and make sure you look right. Oh, well, maybe, you know, I need to start losing some weight, and you're already 140 pounds, okay? So you go on these obscene diets, and, you know, you try to change a lot about your personality. You change your hairstyle. You change your nails. You do a whole heck of a lot of things. when in actuality, those aren't the problems and those aren't the issues as to the reason why things happen the way they happen. See, people tend to do a whole big overhaul of themselves, when in actuality, it's not necessarily that they need to make an overhaul, it's just that the person just wasn't right for them, or it just wasn't the right time.
And, you know, that's funny you said that, too, about the right time. Okay, that's an excellent point, because I've seen it, for instance, a member in my family, and I've watched him, and he, when he was younger, you know, he would just pretty much dog women, you know. I mean, just straight up, you know, really didn't care, was, you know, just whatever, doing him. But as he's matured, and once he became a father, you know, he truly has just stepped up his game. And, I mean, now he's in a committed relationship, and he's a responsible father. He's a great, you know, man. I mean, he treats his girl to get her hair and nails done. I mean, he takes really, really good care of her, you know. And I think it took, you're absolutely right, maturity, timing. Maybe he just got tired of being out there. So sometimes, you're right, it's not necessarily that it's the wrong person, just the wrong time for that person, you know, and we have to allow some people to grow up just a tad bit longer, you know, and with women, that's one of the, another issues we face, being that we mature so much faster than males do. It's hard at times because, you know, here we are, we're trying to keep it all together, and, you know, we want the family, we want the man, we want the career, this, that, and the other, but maybe that individual may not be ready for all that right now. He still wants to go and have his fun.
Right, definitely. And it's okay. It's really okay that that person is in their stage in their lives. Don't be mad at that person because they still want to play. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, a lot of people hit their stages in their lives where, you know, it's all playing. They all want to see, you know, we've all been there, you know, where they want to go on ahead and, you know, see the world, quote unquote. Okay. But what ends up happening is that, you know, a lot of people will place blame where blame shouldn't be placed. Yes, there is something that you do that you need to look inside of you and see exactly what's going on. But also at the same time, this should really be a really quick thing that you really need to get over and rebuild yourself.
That's true.
Don't rebuild yourself through other people. I think that, and I want to reiterate that again. Don't rebuild yourself through other people. Don't get into another relationship and say, okay, well, you know, I'm in another relationship, because the reality of the situation is that anything is better than your ex. Anything is better than your ex. Okay. So it's one of those things where, you know, of course they're going to be better, because you're only going to think about the end portion of your relationship and how bad of a time that you had. Of course everything is going to be better with the new person. But if you're not in tune with yourself and you're not in tune with who you are, how is it that you're going to know if that person is really truly right for you? Then what happens after a little while? You break up with that person. So not only are you messed up with the first relationship, you're messed up with the second one as well.
That's it. Now, how much time, speaking of, okay, after you have been scorned, all right, and, you know, you have just been at your wits' end and you said, you know what, I've tried. I continue to fail at relationships, you know. And at that moment, when do you know, or let me actually rephrase this question. How much time should you allow yourself before you enter a new relationship?
There is no set time frame. Some people it can take a month. Some people it can take a year. Okay. I think what I'm trying to get at when I say don't hop into one relationship or the next is if you know you're hurting still and you know you're not over that person, then you shouldn't be hopping into another relationship. That could be a year down the road and you're still not over that person. Okay, then you shouldn't be hopping in another relationship. You're still rebounding.
That's like a rebound relationship.
Yeah, a rebound is, a lot of people would say a rebound is when you get into a relationship right after you got into, right after you broke up with somebody. But in actuality, a rebound relationship is when you get involved with somebody and you haven't even fully gotten over to your previous relationship. For some people,
yeah,
it can take a year.
That's
okay,
it.
So a lot of people like to put time frame on things. Oh, well, you should wait a month, or, oh, well, you should wait 3 months, or, oh, well, you should wait a year. Well, you know, how can you put a time frame on human beings when we're all made differently and we all have different ways of dealing with things? You know, whereas it might take you 6 months to get over somebody, it might take 3 months for another woman to get over somebody. So, I mean, it's one of those things where you have to know inside of you that, okay, I can handle with being with somebody right now. And be totally honest about it. Are you getting involved with this somebody so that, you know, you can actually build something? Or are you with somebody so that you can get over what you just got through dealing with?
So it's the motive behind why they're entering the new relationship, you know, not
exactly.
To say, oh, look, I got a new man, ha-ha, you know.
Exactly. We've all done it.
You know what I mean? I can look at my new shelf and say, what?
You know, I am so happy that, you know, this person is making me happy. When in actuality, you're still miserable, okay? So to answer your question, there is no set time frame. You know, I'm not going to say, you know, it's going to take a month and you'll get over your ex, because in reality, you know, it takes people longer.
You know what else I was going to mention, love, is the fact that when you've invested years in a person, there's no way you can be over them within a matter of weeks. You're not even months. You know, it depends. So I would say the length of the relationship, you know, how long you are with them, how much you invested emotionally, financially, you know, are there children involved? All of that takes place, you know, as far as how long it could take. Because you're absolutely right. If one person was dating someone, let's say, for 2 or 3 weeks, well, naturally, the healing time is not going to be as severe as somebody that was with an individual for years.
Right. I can definitely agree with that there. But for me to give you, like, let's say, and it also the determining factor is if you're in the relationship and you had children with them. If you had children with them, were you married? Did you have those marital vows that you had with that person and you had to go through a divorce? Or was it just... well, this person just packed up and moved, or did you never even live with the person to begin with? So, I mean, all those factors come into play. But also at the same time, it's all about being honest with yourself. And if you can be honest with yourself, then what happens is that you can be honest and true to whoever you should run to in life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to give a shout-out real quick to the listeners in the chat room. I see we have And Then Some, Bless Angel Eyes, Head Lift, is it Kadaji Bookie and Monty Barr, and then we have a ton of unidentified guests. I want to encourage each and every one of you to create a user account on Blog Talk Radio. It's complimentary. And then when doing so, please lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites so you'll be notified when we have hot and exciting topics such as the one tonight. And so definitely I just see so many different anonymous guests in the chat room. It's awesome. I'm glad they're coming through. Like I said, many of you, please grab a pen and some paper, because we're going to actually take a quick break. But when we get back, I'd love to have our special guest speaker tonight, the Loveologist, break down some of the five codes. What did you call them? The five codes or the five?
The five reasons as to why they are not the one.
All right, now. So, look, get your pens and your paper ready, okay, because he is going to certainly spit out some super knowledge here. So we're going to take a quick break. Many of you, don't go nowhere. Don't click that mouse, as I always say. I have a song that I'm going to dedicate tonight, okay? I'm going to dedicate this song to all of my newly single people, all right? This is a song, a celebration for those who have actually broke loose and realized that, hey, this was the wrong person for me, but I'm celebrating my singlehood now, all right? Callers, I do see you on the line. If you can hang tight because we're actually going into commercial break, and then the second half of the segment, we will open up the lines for any questions or comments you may have for our special guest speaker tonight. The Loveologist. So, like I said, hang tight. Don't go anywhere. This is my special dedication song for all of the newly single or the celebrating single, whatever you are, riding solo from Jason Derulo. We'll be right back. Keep it locked on the live show on Blog Talk Radio.
Your love made me blind. Your love made me blind. Love made me blind. Love made me blind.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Trina, a.k.a. The Baddest Chick, and I'm hanging out with my girl on Brown Sugar Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up? What's up? This is Troy Taylor, Songbook Entertainment, and I got my man, Trey Songz.
Yeah.
You know what it is, baby. We chilling right here on Brown Sugar Radio. Keep it locked. You know I need a girl. Come on, man. Here's something for him.
Baby, please believe me when I tell you that I need a girl. So come on, pretty lady, won't you holler back? I need a girl.
What's poppin'? This is AK Big Enough from Do or Die. We chillin' with my girl, Brown Sugar, on the live show on the internet, Brown Sugar Radio. Holla back. Chat.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show.
On internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Sugar Radio.
You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip.
And gossip.
Breathtaking topics. The latest fashion.
Health and beauty,
health and beauty
tips.
Underground hip-hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm going to take my time so I can get a sensual seduction.
Thank you for tuning back in to the live show on Blog Talk Radio as we have our special guest, the Loveologist, letting us know how to recover from a toxic relationship, the wrong mate, wrong person, the no-no, whatever you want to call it. Definitely, we are letting it loose on Brown Sugar Radio. And I do see that, Love, we do have a caller. Did you want to take the caller first, or did you want to go over your five?
We can take the caller first.
Okay, all righty. The Fab Five list of what not to do. Okay, all right, 646, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling and where you calling from? 646? All righty. Are you just listening? Okay, well, go ahead and place you back on mute. They must just be listening. any other callers? We do have another one here. But what I'd like to do is go ahead in the chat room. If you're on the line and you're just listening, type your area code. Now, you can even private chat me. The first six numbers of your phone number, so I won't pick you up off the switchboard, okay? Because I do see we do have a few callers here. And certainly, I don't want to pick you up if you're just calling to listen to the show, okay? 310, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Where are you from? 310? All righty. We'll just go ahead and do your list. And certainly, what you could do, I forgot, you can hit 1 so the little hand will pop up on the switchboard. That way I won't pick you up, okay? I apologize. I forgot about that new feature that Blog Talk has. If you hit 1 on your phone, I'll see the hand raised, and then I will pick you up, okay? Otherwise, thank you for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio tonight. All right, love. So all my listeners, go ahead and let's get ready to start taking down. So, and I apologize. I mispronounced. You said it's Kahija. Is that how you say it? Did I still mess your name up? If I did, forgive me. I'm bad at tearing up somebody's name, boy.
I'm looking at how she spells her name, and it's Khadija.
Ah, okay. Khadija. All right. Okay, okay, there it is. I apologize for tearing that name up. All right. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get our notepads out. And let's get ready for these Fab Five list of things that we need to be aware of. Okay, go ahead, love. The floor is yours.
Well, the very first thing that you need to be aware of is that, and the reason why I came up with this list is because people ask me all the time, well, how do I know if they're the one? You know, everybody assumes that the person that they're with is the one, and that's the one that they're going to be with, and they're very, very hopeful as to the one that they're with, okay, which there's nothing the matter with that. I mean, it could very well be that the person that you are with is the one, but I came up with 5 reasons why to assume why they're not the one, okay, and why you shouldn't assume that they're not the one, all right, and the very first reason is that keep in mind in the very beginning, you're meeting their representative. And it always happens, okay? You meet somebody, everything is going great, everything is going good, And next thing you know, a little bit down the road, an extra baby flies out from somewhere. An extra baby flies out somewhere. They say they have 3 kids. Next thing you know, they got 7. Okay.
Okay. So, you keeping it real, Lala. I can't be mad, though. You keep spending 100 with her. Okay.
Or, you know, that person could have, like, let's say, a hidden drug problem or something that you don't know about. Okay. Or that person, basically what happens in the very beginning of a relationship is that a person will actually mirror another person. You ever notice that whenever you meet somebody, and what happens is that all of a sudden you share just about every single of the same interests that the other person shares. It happens almost all the time. What that person is doing is that they're actually mirroring you to fit within the mold of what you're trying to accomplish with them, okay?
Hmm.
So they're actually the representative. They're the ones who are actually representing themselves as the someone who's totally different. I mean, you need to know if the person leaves the toilet seat up or down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whether they roll up their toothpaste, whether they talk a lot or whether they don't talk at all. For you women out there, you know, there's some guys that don't like the hair wrap at night, okay? So,
yeah, you're right.
I mean, those are the things that you really truly need to know when you're dealing with a person. So that's the first, the very first thing is that at first you could be meeting somebody's representative.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay.
Now, the second thing is that our minds and our bodies play tricks on us, okay? And what I mean by that is that when you first meet somebody, and, you know, this is very true with the guys, you know, they look at a woman's cleavage or they look at her butt and say, yeah, let me go ahead and deal with that. Or the woman, you know, she'll look at a man's hands, they'll look at his feet, they'll look at the balls, they'll look at his lips and say, yeah, those things I can do with him, all right?
Yeah, you're right.
So what happens is that you eventually end up sleeping with this person, and like I stated earlier, you have that euphoric ecstasy. They didn't rock your world, but you didn't ignore all the other signs that this person wasn't the one for you, because you're physically enthralled with that person. So what you have to do is literally just separate yourself from the euphoric ecstasy that you're feeling and really truly pay attention to who the person is.
Look at that. And this is, I know you're going down your list, but I want to ask this real quick.
Sure,
do you believe that my girlfriends and I had this discussion today at work, and we were saying how there's no such thing as friends and having sex. It's either your friends without the sex or your booty call partners. You know, me personally.
Right?
Excuse, what you saying, love?
Friends with benefits, right?
Yeah, friends with benefits. And I was just sharing with one of my coworkers that I don't believe that you can be friends with this individual. You know, once you have crossed that line and you've been intimate with him, you know, and so she was asking my opinion. You know, she said she's unsure of the relationship, really doesn't know if she should pursue it, but she's sexually attracted to him. I said, well, then call it what it is. But, you know, I don't think then afterwards, if you're unsatisfied sexually, let's just be friends, we cool. You know, I just feel like that would bring an awkwardness to the relationship.
Well, it would bring a type of awkwardness, but, you know, friends with benefits are really for the mature at heart. And I'm not saying that people are immature or things of that nature, okay?
Right.
It's not really the easiest thing to separate a friendship from a sexual relationship, all right? because if you're going out to the movies with the guy and you're having sex with him and you're going out on dates and things of that nature, you're really dating. They're not really friends with benefits. You know, you're dating that person. So you have to be able to differentiate between the two and know exactly what you're getting involved with. And you can either treat it one way or another, either they're friends or it's a straight-up booty call. It is what it is.
Right. Be real about it.
And deal with it that way. But a lot of people aren't honest as far as in that aspect. So you have to make sure that you're dealing with somebody who's pretty honest.
Monifar has a question for you in the chat,
sure.
Love. But you want to answer that now, or did you want to finish your Fab Five list?
No, I can answer that now. Go ahead.
Okay. Monty Barr asked, excuse me, I asked for the divorce. Due to finances, I can't move out, and he can't buy me out. I told the kids and moved out of the bedroom, yet he is still in denial. Is that normal?
Of course that's normal. I mean, for one, it's a shock to the system just to ask for a divorce, okay? And then not only are you asking for the divorce, you're still living with the person. I mean, my gosh, can you imagine all of a sudden just saying, you know what, our marriage is over, there isn't anything that you can do about it, we can't try to work it out, I'm going to go ahead and draw these divorce papers up, and then you're still living with the person. Okay, yeah, you moved out of the bedroom, so there isn't no intimacy or anything like that, but I mean, this person has to look at you every day. Every day you come home from work, he has a look at you. You're still preparing meals. He's still preparing meals. He's still around the children. You're still around the children, and this is that and the other. I mean, that's a really hard situation to be in. Now, granted, I do understand that finances can be tough, and, you know, there are things that are going on as far as in today's day and age where, you know, people like to say, you know, well, because of the economy, that things just that we need to live together for a little while longer. The reality of it is that if it's something that you really truly want, you do it anyway. Period. You find a way of working it out.
Mm-hmm.
Period. You either find a way of working out the relationship, or you find a way of somebody moving out. Period.
Mm.
Because when you ask for a divorce. Basically, what happens is when you get into a marriage, you would like to think that you're that person's friend, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So not only have you lost your mate, you've lost your friend also. You can't talk about things that you really truly want to talk about. You can't really do things that you really want to do with that individual, and then you're still living with them. So, yes, it's very, very normal. I think it's kind of abnormal. And this is just my opinion, you know. Obviously, you know, there are going to be other people who have different opinions. But it's my opinion that, you know, if you're ready to move on, move on. It's almost as if you've shot somebody, okay? You shot somebody, and now you're keeping them in the house, and you're basically letting them sit there to die, basically. Okay, taking them to the hospital. You're not taking them to the hospital to heal. You're not doing anything like that. You're sitting in the couch watching them just fester. Period.
Mm.
So I think the advice that I would give to the person in the chat room is you need to do everything that you can to move out to make the transition not only easier for him but also easier for the children as well, because what happens is that no matter how much you might act like things are okay, and yes, we did talk to the children and everything is okay, they feel that animosity. They feel that anger. They feel whatever is going on between the couple. You know, no matter what age, they feel it at age 2 and they feel it at age 15, okay? So, I mean, the reality of it is that how much longer do you want to put your children through that animosity? And you could say, yeah, well, you know, we're being cordial around the kids, but they feel it. They feel something going on. And not only that, and not only that, and to get with the children here real quickly, what you're doing is you're actually setting the example to them as to how to deal with their relationships in the future, because As I stated earlier, you know, a lot of the habits that we have come from when we were children, for what our parents instilled into us. So if the children see, well, mommy and daddy decided to stick together, then they're going to be less apt to get out of a relationship where they're miserable as hell when they should be getting out of the relationship, because they'll say, well, mommy and daddy did it and they were okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, Monty Barr says in the chat room he doesn't want to sell the house. And Monty Barr, I want to share with you real quick what I went through. I actually went through the exact same thing when I had my divorce. I was the one that wanted the divorce, but I didn't ask my husband. I told him. You said you asked for the divorce. I told him it was over and I wasn't happy anymore, you know, and you know, I'm not going to put them on blast and tell the reasons as to why, but it was a time had come and gone. You know, I was married for 13 years. I had been with this man, and, you know, it is what it is. And we had a home, we had children, and he didn't want to sign the house over to me. And so I had went through something similar, and the judge had to get involved. You know, he was the one that actually ordered us to sell it. So when you go to court, Monty Barr, whether your husband wants, your husband or soon-to-be ex-husband wants to sell it or not, if he's court-ordered to sell that home, he's going to have to release it, all right, or else he will be held in contempt of court, all right?
Yeah, and that's one of those things where, you know, and I'm not downing this man. In fact, I'm not even mad at him. Because what he's doing in actuality is he's saying, well, I'm not selling the house. He's saying I'm not selling the house because he knows that's what's keeping the relationship together as of right now. Okay? Mm. If I say, well, I'm not selling the house, well, okay, that's a way of keeping everything together and this, this, that, and the other, and it'll buy me some time to see if things can work out or this, this, that, and the other. So I think the real advice that I would give to her is to seek legal counsel and see exactly what her rights are and things of that nature as far as for, you know, how to go through with the divorce and, you know, what are the things that she has to do and, you know, all that stuff. Because, I mean, one of the things that you don't want to do is you don't want to be miserable just for the sake of being there. Oh, well, he doesn't want to sell the house. Oh, okay,
absolutely,
man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my ex tried to make my life hell. You know, he didn't want the divorce either, you know, and went through some crazy things, you know, I went through. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but you live and you learn. You live and you learn. Okay, I do see a question someone actually sent, a private chat. But if you can just hold for one quick second, because I'd like for the loveologist to finish his list. He's actually going through the five reasons why he or she is not the one, okay? And we just finished one and two. And we do have some new listeners that joined us. Love, can you just mention real quick step one and two, and then we'll go ahead and proceed.
Sure. Sure. The first one was, in the beginning, you're basically meeting their representative, meaning that everybody's playing nice and everybody is playing cool, and you really don't get the opportunity to really truly get to know that person, if you will. Our minds and our bodies play tricks on us, meaning that what happens is, especially if you get sexually involved with a person, you're all caught up in how this person is doing with you in the bed and all this stuff, is that, and you're not really truly paying attention as to what this person is all about. Okay. The third thing is that you just got out of a bad relationship. Okay. And what happens, and I mentioned this earlier, is that what people do is that when you get out of a bad relationship, anybody who comes along right after you got out of the bad relationship is better than your previous relationship. I mean, it's just the truth. All right?
Yeah.
I mean, and that doesn't necessarily mean that person is right for you. That could mean that this person is, you know, hey, this person is a lot more, he had more decent qualities than the person of your past. But what happens is that when we reminisce on relationships, it's in our minds that we normally think of all the bad things that have happened in the relationship. So automatically when the new person comes along, oh, they're much better than that asshole that I just got rid of.
Yeah, anything better when you just got out of some bull, you feel me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, people tend to forget all of the good times and the reason why they got together to begin with. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you just got out of a bad relationship, that next person that, and if you haven't healed from that bad relationship, then that very next person that comes along is, you know, hey, they're the best thing since sliced bread. Please, Calgon, take me away. That's what I like to call them, Calgon people. You know, take me away. Bad. Okay. So that's one thing that you definitely need to pay attention to and make sure that you're healed up as far as from the last relationship. The next one is, and this happens a whole heck of a lot, is that people might not want that title of being the one, all right? Mm. And I want you to think of real quickly who the one is, all right? The one is supposed to be that one person, all right? There's a finality to it. There's a, oh, my gosh, this is it. Okay, no one else, this is it. Okay, this person is the one. Now, that's a heck of a lot of pressure to put on somebody, all right?
Yeah.
You know, this person has to mind their P's and Q's. They have to, you know, do this and do that. And, you know, what happens if, you know, something ends up being messed up or they make a mistake? Then, you know, it's now amplified 4 or 5 times over because, oh, well, you're the one. You shouldn't be doing anything like this. So people might not want that title because that's a heck of a title to have. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, the last one, and this is actually my favorite one, is that when it ends badly, there's always a lot of questions. All right? So, and this is what I mean by that. You know how when you get involved in a new relationship and you tell the whole world how much this person is the one. This is the one for me. I'm going to get married and live happily ever after and this, this, that, and the other. And, you know, you're giving your friends relationship advice because this person is just so perfect and you're trying to tell them how to run their relationship. Okay.
Mhm. Yeah.
Well, what happens when that relationship ends? How embarrassing is that? All right. Where you were preaching about how this person was, you know, the end all to be all, in actuality, he was the guy who used you up for everything that you had, or he was the woman who all she wanted to do was be your booty call. You know what I'm saying? So here it is that, you know, you're sitting there thinking, you know, oh, wow, you know, this is truly it. And, you know, they have other plans. So when it ends badly, then next thing you know, you got to go back to those buddies. Oh, what happened between you and such and such? And then next thing you know, you're getting the side eye.
Yes, yeah.
And it always happens that way. No matter how much you try to play it off, you're still getting the side eye. All right.
Okay. That's it. You know.
So don't place the one title on somebody too soon. Okay.
That's true.
Because when you place that one title on somebody too soon, what ends up happening is that when it ends up ending badly, then there's a lot of things you have to answer up to. You have a lot of friends who are looking at you and laughing at you behind your back and all that. If you really care about that stuff, and keep in mind, and don't get me wrong, a lot of people will front and say, oh, well, I could care less about what people think about me or what they say about me. Yes, you do. It's a human trait.
And I guess that gives another point. You know, maybe we shouldn't tell too much to our friends in the very beginning when you're dating and getting to know someone. You know, maybe just kind of get to know this individual a little better before you actually put it out there like that.
That's one of the things.
But you ain't looking like
Exactly. That's one of the things that I like to tell people is that, you know, when you're first getting involved with somebody, yes, it's going to be wonderful. Yes, it's going to be great. Yes, is this and yes, is that. But don't announce it to the whole world immediately. All right?
Uh-huh.
Because what happens is that if you announce it to the world immediately or within the first couple of months, what happens when you guys get into that big fight and you can't recover and 6 months later you're broken up?
Mm-hmm.
Then those people that you need to have the support function, you can't have them as a support function because you didn't sat there and bragged and tried to give them relationship advice as to how to work out their relationship, and you can't even give relationship advice from nobody else. So in saying that, I guess more than anything, I just tell people, I'm not saying that you should keep your relationship secret. What I'm saying is, you know, say, hey, yeah, I'm seeing somebody. He's this, or she's this, and she's this. And then leave it at that.
That's it. Make
and
it
then,
real, like, general. Yeah. Don't get real general.
Don't get all specific and in detail. Oh, man, he rocked my world last night. Let me tell you about it, girl. You know how y'all talk.
And see, that's one mistake as women, and men, too. I can't even say only women because I know men do it, too, that you should never disclose your sex life. I just feel like that's something that, I mean, you can be general about it, but when you get into details on how you did it, how you flipped it, how you did this, the other, that's a little too much. You know, and if you got the wrong kind of friends around you, they don't want to try your stuff out, okay? So you can't be bragging to the wrong person.
Exactly.
You found me.
Exactly.
You gotta make sure some things are left between you and your partner, all right? Because you cannot have that type of, you know, reputation. You know, they're going to be like, girl, she nasty. He nasty. He likes to do this. He likes to do that. There's some things that should just be kept between you and that individual, you know, and I just feel that, you know, when you are going through, those are excellent points, by the way, excellent points. You're getting wonderful feedback in the chat room. I'd like to say that Khadijah said that you're good. She says he's good. And then we have Chris, the Aquaman. He's enjoying what you're saying. And one thing he mentioned, I'd like to go ahead and reiterate this, because I like to repeat what my listeners in the chat are saying, because my archive listeners don't see this. So I like to read it so that they can get a feel of what's going on as we are going through this. But Chris the Aquaman says, some men and women prey on those vulnerable. Oh, wait a minute. I lost my point. So, okay, hold on, y'all. Y'all can just not chat for like 2 seconds. My chat bar keep moving. I'm trying to read this comment. Okay. Some men and women prey on those vulnerabilities. I think it's important to give yourself time to heal and become stronger. Then he says later, in other words, they are not ready to settle down. So, you know, I think that's a good point. And then we also have another comment from Noodles. What's up, Noodles? Thank you for joining us tonight. You really care about her. You give her fiber. And he put laugh out loud. I got to say, what's up? We do have some new listeners in the chat room. We have April, B Stone, Chris Aquaman, DG27, and then we have a ton of anonymous guests. Thank you for joining us tonight. Noodles 1, Sincere 750, Showman, RSC. Lord, I hope I ain't tearing your name up too. Thank you for coming and joining us tonight on Blog Talk Radio. Khadijah says, never kiss and tell. And then Chris the Aquaman says, yes, it's important not to have too much of open boundaries. I totally agree. Totally agree. Chris, you're welcome to call in. I have actually, we're going to keep the show pumping. Love, can we ball you for about maybe 15 more minutes? I know I asked for a 60-minute show, but can we have about 15 more minutes of your time?
Sure, we can have 15 minutes.
Okay, we're running over tonight, but I knew this was going to be a great topic. And like I said, the chat room, they're feeling you, and they just are very intrigued by this conversation. And I'd love for all of you to get involved. And, Noodles, you put just joking. You so crazy. Noodles is one of my loyal listeners here on Brown Sugar Radio. Certainly the phone lines are open. We're going to leave the show about 15 more minutes running. And if you want to call in now, Chris, I know you are interested in calling in. Absolutely. We do have time for you. 646-716-8697 is the show call-in number. Come on and get it off your chest. You know, whatever question you have for the loveologist tonight, we certainly would like to hear it. Okay, and or if you have a question you would like to ask, certainly you can do that in the chat room. Oh, yes, I do have a private chat. Let me open that up. I had a question earlier for you. Okay, I won't reveal who it is since they sent it privately to me. All right, the question is, how do you recover financially when a man has destroyed you?
How do you recover financially when a man has destroyed you? It ain't going to happen overnight. I know that much.
For real.
If you think it's going to happen within, you know, a month or two, then it's not going to happen that way. Really, the only thing that I have to say about that is, first off, you just have to be committed in your mind that you're rebuilding again. Okay. And not focus on the fact of, oh, this person destroyed me and look at the things that I don't have. Because as easily as you built everything that you've had, is just as easy as you can, just as easy as it got torn down, you can build it back up again because obviously you had it before. So I think that one of the things that you need to do is, first off, don't focus on the fact of the things that you lost. But focus on how you got to where you were to begin with as far as how you built yourself up to that point before you, quote-unquote, got destroyed. And then start building from there and realize that it's going to be a process. It ain't going to happen, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 days later. It's not probably not going to happen a month, maybe a year. But you have to be committed in rebuilding yourself and not focus on the fact that this person destroyed me.
Mm. Now, Sincere 750 in the chat asks, what are you talking about? Tax lien judgments, charge off, foreclosure, bankruptcy. This is for the individual that sent me the private chat. I guess Sincere 750 is asking, what do you mean by destroyed financially? Okay, so if you want to type that to me, let me know. Noodles says in the chat, relationships is a business, check and balance, never let the finances go. Great point. Okay, so certainly that's a great question, Sincere. Listener, please type me in the private chat. Let me know, how did this individual destroy you? But the loveologist gave some excellent advice, and I guess how is it really important if you take the advice that he just gave you. Oh, let me line. Lord? Okay. I apologize. I got callers holding here. 803, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling and where you calling from?
This is Sincere 750.
Hey, Sincere 750. What's happening?
I'm good. I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. I was asking that person because it depends on me. I mean, he's right. I mean, you shouldn't base your life on your credit score, you know, what you don't have or your 401k balance. But, I mean, depending upon what, you know, because I'm in the mortgage business, so when I talk to certain people and they say they've been destroyed, you know, they might have, you know, $5,000 in collections, you know. That's nothing. You know, you can clean that up in a very short period of time if you, you know, get some settlements. That's what I'm saying. If, depending upon the severity of the situation, I can probably tell, you know, what she needs to do, because a lot of times, if there's, like, you know, bad debt out there and stuff like that, if it's an exorbitant amount of debt, then she needs to file bankruptcy. If it gets to the point where it's like 5 to 7 times where her gross annual income is, she needs to do a Chapter 7 and just call it a day and rebuild. If it's like, you know, $10,000, $20,000, she can, you know, work that off, you know, get some settlements and all that stuff. So there's a foreclosure. That's going to have to just take time, 3, 4, 5 years before she can get another house. You know, so it just depends on what the severity of the situation is.
Okay, that's true. excellent, excellent point. I'm glad that you mentioned that. Okay, she did respond back, and she said that he ran up all of her credit cards, and that right now she owes a lot of debt. because he's not helping her pay the credit cards.
Yeah. So if there's no you know house involved, where you, I mean, because the first priority is your house. So that's first things first. If you don't have a house, any real estate that you're financing, that you know you're responsible for, and it's just a matter of debt, then you know you have some options. You can go to the creditors. Some of the creditors, they have authorization to you know automatically either reduce your debt and put you on a payment plan, but some of them want to direct debit out of your bank account, which can mess up your finances if you don't have enough money coming in to cover it. Or, you know, some of them you can go to consumer credit counseling, and they can put you on a plan to where you pay it off in 3 to 5 years. So it's not as severe as a bankruptcy, and in fact, they it doesn't affect your credit report as you know like it used to. Or, you know,
okay.
Like I said, if it's more than, like I said, if she's making like $40,000, $50,000 a year, and she's got like $150,000, you know, $100,000 in credit card debt, she needs to straight do a Chapter 7 and call it a day and start over.
Okay, now you can only file a 7 after.
And what I was going to say is please don't file a 13. I'm actually, you said you're in the mortgage business. I'm actually in the car industry. So I work in the finance side of the car industry. So trust me, I know all about, you know, the whole 7, 13, and this is that and the other. Please don't file a 13.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said to a 7. Yeah, if it's an exorbitant amount of debt, like I said, 3 to 5 times her gross annual income, she needs to file a Chapter 7 because a Chapter 13 is a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
That's something else. Well, you have been very informative. You never know who will drop through on your show, boy, I tell you. So for this anonymous listener who's checking it out, I do hope that this information is very helpful for you because he has certainly given some knowledge to you. However, I do see Straight Truth in the chat room says, wow, Straight Truth is being truthful for real. He ran up her credit card. He didn't do anything. She let him do it. People only do what you let them do. I am so lost with that. Interesting enough. Chris, the Aquaman says, personal identity, not placing all of your identity to each other. Being in love causes a lot of things straight. I do agree with you. Wow. Okay. So interesting. Tilly, I do appreciate your input, though, and I do believe that this listener will value that, you know, because, you know, you have to be careful who you're involved with. So thank you so much. Did you have any questions, Sincere 750, for the Loveologist tonight, or you just wanted to help out this anonymous listener?
Yeah, I just wanted to help out. You know, I'll sit here and listen.
Cool. That's what's up. All right, well, please lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites so that you can be alerted when we have our up-and-coming show. And I appreciate you coming through tonight.
Okay.
All right. We got another caller here, love. 602, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling and where you calling from? Actually, I know 602. That's Phoenix.
Yes, it is. This is Darren calling from Phoenix.
What's up, Darren?
Oh, nothing too much.
This is my guest call right here.
Oh, yeah, I'm listening to the show, and I said you got a very intelligent man on the show that I've been listening to, and I have some questions for him also. And the question that I have is, if you go into and you purchase a home with somebody, which I did, and I didn't go on the loan, but I did, my name is on the house, where if, like, something happens to her, you know, the house goes to me or whatever. And what I wanted to ask you, do you think that's the best scenario to protect myself, you know, in case we have a fight or we don't end up getting married, or what else could I do to secure that if it doesn't work out where I can sell the house or we can come to agreement to sell the house and split the profits or whatever the case may be? Is there anything else I can do to assure that what I'm putting in the house, I can get back out of it if it doesn't work out?
That's a really good question because I'm not more or less in the mortgage industry. I'm more in the car industry. So, but to be honest with you, the advice that I like giving to people is, you know, it's one thing to shack up with somebody. It's another thing that before you get married, you start entering into binding agreements with them Okay.
Yes, sir.
I tend to try to tell people to not purchase homes with each other if you're not married.
Okay.
And that because it's so easy to just snap up and say, okay, we're done. Okay, next thing you know, one person's left with the house, another
right.
person's left with a car, you both got cars in your names, and
right.
it just becomes ridiculous. And, you know, then you have to go to court, and, you know, depending on what state you live in, you know, I mean, the common laws work differently. Okay.
I got you. Okay.
So, as far as protecting yourself, I think that other than the fact of you actually not getting on the loan, because it sounds like you just don't want to be on this loan for some reason, obviously.
we got a lot of assets together. You know, we got houses, we got four cars, we got a whole bunch of stuff going on, and I do plan on getting married. I do want to be with this female, but at the same time, you the loveologist, and we do get into a fight sometimes where it's like, well, you know, I'm going to give you 30 days notice. Well, you can't give me this my house, too. I don't put money in. You know, I don't put money into this, too. You know what I mean?
Ain't nobody going nowhere. That's the whole thing. And that's why I tell people, you know, because it's hard to give somebody a 30-day notice when you got a ring and a marriage. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. You can't
right.
just say, oh, you need to get the hell out. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
different when you're married and then when you're just, you know, with that person. So
from what
you're doing as of right now, I mean, it sounds like you got your I's dotted and your T's crossed.
And that I do, you know. And
yeah,
like
I'm
I said,
exactly.
You the loveologist, I do plan on marrying this young lady. But at the same time, if something happened, you know, Lord forbid, car accident, whatever the case, I wanted to make sure that I'm covered until we sign that paper. And, you know, like I said, I just wanted to get your advice on that. And I'm going to continue to listen to the show, man. Hopefully other people have more questions for you, you know, guided towards the loveologist. But I just wanted to throw that at you and see what you had to say about it.
Definitely, and once the show is over with, I'm going to be able to leave some contact information as far as
yes,
where
sir.
People can get in contact with me at, like, you know, on Facebook and, you know,
okay.
My website and all that good stuff. So, you know,
I do have some other questions for you, but they're not suited for radio. You know, so if you leave your information, I get with you on that. You know,
okay.
They
just derated. Yeah, wait, hold on, real quick. You so crazy, Darren. You were asking the loveologist did an awesome job answering your question.
Yes, we
do have a financial specialist on the line. He said he wants to talk to you. He's in the chat room. He actually just exited a minute ago, and his name is Sincere750. He wants me to bring him on the line real quick. Okay, I'm going to bring you back on. Okay, Sincere, you're on the line. Real quick, if you can answer the financial side of the question for Darren in Phoenix.
Yeah, so if you bought the home and you did a loan, if you're not on the actual mortgage itself, of course you can get an attorney to put you on title. You know, and that way you still have rights to the property. In most states and most jurisdictions, called joint tenancy with rights of survivorship. So it means
yes,
that
sir.
It means basically that if she passes away, you pass away, your share of the property automatically goes to her, so it doesn't have to go through probate or anything like that.
Okay.
Now,
all right.
Now the thing that you want to, some people, you know, do tenants in common because that way you can divide the shares and say, for instance, she can have 50% ownership, and then you can have 50% ownership. And if you have children or you have other relatives that you may want to leave your piece of it to, then
okay.
you can do so. There's
okay.
an agreement. You can get a cohabitation agreement. And
okay.
you can actually do that so that way it'll supersede the common law because it'll actually be a contractual agreement between you and that person. So common law is one thing, but if you actually have a cohabitation agreement, it'll stand up in the court of law because it'll be something that you agreed upon, and it has all elements of a contract.
Well, that is exactly what I needed to know. You hit the nail on the head. And thank you for listening and calling up. I appreciate that.
All right.
Okay.
All right, that's what's up. Okay,
all right.
All right.
As always, the show is always wonderful. And like I said, let the loveologist leave his information on your website, and I'll be contacting him also. Okay,
all right,
thanks
that's
a lot.
What's up.
All right,
okay.
All right.
Uh-oh, all right, okay, thanks. Okay, all right. Thank you, Sincere 750 and Loveologist. The floor is yours. I do have a question for you in the chat room. Khadijah wants to know, are you single? Okay, look, getting always in the grill.
Hey, in fact, why don't Khadijah go on ahead and email Loveologist at yahoo.com? And then we can go ahead and discuss that.
Woo! Oh, wow, this is too funny. Too funny. Oh, Lord. Okay, so for all of you, man, beautiful butterfly. Hey, girl. Bohemian Indigo, thank you for joining us tonight on the live show on Blog Talk Radio. I see the chat room is filling up, and I got to say thank you so much. Tara Pinnell, thank you for joining us tonight. Khadija says, aw, in the chat room. Call now, 646-716-8697. Let it loose. Get it off your chest. Don't be stressed on Brown Sugar Radio. We have the Loveologist. I only get them once every 6 months, y'all. So if you got a question, y'all better call in and ask. You feel me? His schedule is so tight. This brother is on the move doing big things. I mean, this brother is blowing up. And if you got a question, don't hold it in. East Coast, thank you for joining us tonight on Brown Sugar Radio. I have to say that all of you guys are just coming through, and I definitely want to make sure that we answer your questions because, like I said, the Loveologist, his schedule is jam-packed. This is a busy man, and he's actually sacrificed. We are running over tonight because you guys have so many wonderful questions, and I wanted to take the time out to, you know, get them answered for you. So if you have any questions, you got like a minute call in. Otherwise, we're going to go ahead and end the show. If you want to call, you better do it now because he has just been awesome tonight. But, you know, love, I just have to say that through life, you know, myself personally, as I've been through some things, you know, I've grown and I've learned. And I do believe that experience is the best teacher, you know, because you couldn't have told me 10 years ago some of the things you're telling me now. I wouldn't have believed it. You know, and as I've grown and as I've matured and I've gotten older, you know, they say you get more sophisticated, you like wine, you grow wiser, you taste better, you finer, you know, your style is a little more elaborate when you get older.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what it is, you know, and I feel that. And so I'm just, you know, I feel like, okay, as I get older, I ain't got time for none of that foolishness no more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it's a wonderful thing, wonderful thing. Chris the Aquaman says, great advice, but hopefully relationships will decrease having to go into those steps. What do you mean by those steps, Chris? I don't the steps that the Loveologist just gave or what? I'm not for sure exactly what you meant by that. But this has just been an awesome show, absolutely awesome. And, you know, I just want to say love. Let me see here. Do we have another caller here? We do. All right, last caller for the night, okay, because I've kept the love beyond the time I told them, and I don't like to do that. Okay, we have an anonymous caller on the line. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Brown Sugar. This is Tara Pinnell. How are you?
Hi, Tara. I'm doing wonderful.
Loving the show. I'm loving it. I'm having so much fun.
What's up?
In the chat room.
Okay, the chat room is off the chain tonight, huh?
Yes. I'm here in D.C., and I have a question for the Loveologist. We got chicks in D.C. These northern chicks try to buy the man. What do you think about that, Loveologist? They try to buy the man.
Well, it's funny because I actually was in D.C. for a period of time, so I know exactly where you're coming from as far as in that aspect. And you're talking about buying the man, meaning, you know, they buy them things, you know, buy them clothes and things of that nature, right? Taking them out and all that good stuff, right?
Yes, I actually I know of a young lady. She she gave a guy $82,000, and this is a true story.
Ooh. What the mess? A guy?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And leased him an E-Class Mercedes, and I'm just
oh,
mad.
Hell no. What?
Hell no, you're right about that.
Okay. What?
Wow.
What is going on?
Brown Sugar, I'm so mad
Is she on the Virginia side or is she in on the Maryland side? Let me know. Okay, I'm tripping. I'm tripping.
A brand new E-Class. A brand
what the
new
mess?
E-Class. Brand new.
What is going on?
Yeah, now, you said you wanted my opinion about women buying men.
I
want
you to talk about that because, you know, obviously they think that they can steal the deal that way. And, you know, they might be able to take up his time, but she bought him that E-Class and he put another chick in it.
Ooh.
And she was chasing him down the road, the highway, chasing him.
Wow.
That's not the answer. That is definitely can't be the answer. And I mean, it makes me sick because I just can't take it. She could have leased me and you the E-Class Brown Sugar.
You heard me? Girl would have been rolling deep in it. You heard? What is going on?
I don't even talk to her anymore. She told me that because, we were talking about the money. And she said, you know, I loaned him this money. He said he was going to marry me, and he didn't marry her. And then she told me she cut him off. The next thing I know, she's crying, and we're at the gym, and I said, what's going on? She says, my car. I got to find a way to get my car repoed. And I said, the car repo? What are you talking about? She's like, I leased him an E-Class. And we haven't spoken since then because I was just done.
Yeah, you're just all done. All right, well, to answer your question, I'm not a strong advocate of anybody buying anybody, whether it be man or woman or this, that, and the other. And here's where the real issue is with that, as far as when you buy somebody, all right, is basically what you're doing is you're hiding some deficiencies that you feel that you have for yourself. So what happens is that instead of really truly having you ring out, you mask that by buying people things so they don't notice exactly what's really truly what you perceive is the matter with you, okay? So the advice that I would give to your friend is not necessarily stop buying things for people, but to really truly get in tune with herself to see exactly what's really truly going on with her. It's really easy for all of us to admonish her and saying, damn, you shouldn't have gave him this money, you shouldn't have gave him this car, and this is that and the other. It's already bad enough she's feeling bad about herself, all right? And it's even worse because basically what she's done when she spent this money on this guy is that she's masked whatever is going on with her, and she's not dealing with what's going on in her life. That's the reason why she has to feel like that she's buying things for people. And she feels that she's worthy, that people should be able to come to her because these are the things that she does for them, and that's totally wrong. So if you really want to be a really, really, really good friend to her, really try to talk to her and see exactly what is wrong with her, if you will.
I can't. It took me a long time. I can't take it.
But the issue is that it has to do with what's going on with her as a person, not just for the gifts that she gave.
Okay.
So I wouldn't admonish her all that bad because there's some self esteem issues that she's dealing with as of right now. Because if she didn't have self-esteem issues, she wouldn't have felt the need to have to buy things for people in order to keep a man.
Okay.
That's right.
So, I mean, that's something that you have to think about as well while you're pissed off. granted, yeah, it's wrong. Yes, she did this and yes, she did that. But, you know, she's got a couple of things that are going on with her. So, I mean, if and whenever you decide in your heart that you want to help her out, don't help her on the aspect of you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that.
figure out what's really truly wrong with her and why she feels the need to buy things for people. Such as having an $82,000 loan, and where in the heck was she at? Gee, where?
Okay.
I was just in D.C. back in January, you know?
Okay. Look, both bumping and disgusting. You know what I mean?
Hot mess. You know what I mean?
I'm only messing around now.
Well, maybe I'm not. No, but anyway. That's what's going on. See, a lot of people like to really rag on people as far as what's going on and things of that nature, and we're ragging on the person of the symptom of the problem. We're not ragging on the person for the actual what is the problem, you know. And we're all about that in society. I like to use the analogy that all of my money is in the pharmaceutical stocks. The reason why it's in the pharmaceutical stocks is because people don't want to know the cure to the common cold. They just want to cure the symptoms of the common cold.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're lazy like that. It's really lazy of us to actually say, okay, you know, what she did was wrong, but why did she do what she did? And
exactly.
I'm willing to bet you it has to do a lot with what's going on inside of her. Somebody
Absolutely.
Really did her wrong, and she hasn't really truly fully dealt with that, if I had to take a wild guess, and that's the reason why she feels that, you know, she has to buy her way into people's hearts.
Well, Tara, I do appreciate your question. The phone lines are blowing up, and I got to grab these calls real quick because I promised love we'd be through, and we're, like, way over, but that's an excellent question. And as you see the chat room, they're going at it in there like, what is wrong with this lady?
Thank you for having the love. All right. Great advice. Thank you.
Isn't he awesome? Yes. He's going to give
his
contact information at the end of the show, all right, so you can contact him.
All right, Tara.
Oh, I'm sorry. What'd you say, Tara?
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay.
No problem.
All right, 512, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling and where you calling from?
Hello?
512? Yes, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling and where you calling from?
Hi.
512? Yeah, we hear you. Do you have a question for the Loveologist?
It's me.
No. Yes, your phone's breaking up. Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay.
What's your
name? My name is Caroline, and I have a problem because I broke an engagement 3 weeks ago, and I need to bounce back because it's painful.
Why is that?
Excuse me?
I said, why is that?
Because it was somebody that I was dating for 6 years,
mm-hmm.
and I have a different idea of him.
Mm-hmm.
What I saw when we broke up, it was something totally different that
mm-hmm.
I didn't expect it.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw the things that I found him on therapy because we were going to a premarital therapy, but he canceled the engagement ring and he never told me about it. He told me that he was trying to protect me because he had problems in his first marriage and
mm-hmm.
he didn't want to have these problems with me, that he loved me and he wanted to be different with me, which
mm-hmm.
I saw as the time that it was good that he was able to recognize that he had problems because he never told me that he had problems before his marriage or her
uh-huh.
first marriage. He
uh-huh.
always blamed everything to his wife.
Uh-huh.
And for the first time, he told me that he was the one who had the fault. And when we went to counseling, I found before the counseling that he canceled the engagement ring, and in our way to the counseling, he told me that he didn't want to get married because it was very complicated to design it, a lot of paper. We get to counseling, and he repeat the same to the therapist that he didn't want to get married because it was very complicated to be signing papers. Then he was talking that when from his first marriage, his ex-wife wanted for him to get counseling, and he didn't accept it. He never mentioned those things to me. Also, I saw on him things like for what he was saying, he was blaming things that he did in other people. He was not able to accept his responsibilities. He was looking like a very immature person. He was contradicting himself in things that he told me before. He was telling to the therapist something different, that I was making things when he told me things before that they were different. So in the three sessions that we had in counseling, I saw somebody totally different than the person that I knew. So in some way, I do think it's okay that the engagement was broken. Because at the end, I didn't know who he was, and I wasn't able to trust him anymore.
Okay, here's something that you need to do, and this is something that you need to do for yourself, okay? Realize that, and I think I got the most of everything of what you said. What you have to realize is that when people are not over their first relationship or their previous relationships, then what happens is they end up haunting things on you, okay? The very best thing that you can do for yourself as of right now is to break away and allow him to deal with what he's dealing with as of right now, okay? Because if you actually stay in what you're in as of right now, okay, then what will happen is that you'll end up getting hurt a whole heck of a lot worse in the process. Allow him to come back to you. If he doesn't come back to you, that's fine, okay? What you need to do is just deal with the hurt, deal with the pain, realize that this is something that happens in life, and eventually you'll be able to get past it, okay? But I can hear your hurt as of right now, and what you need to do is really just break yourself away from it. I know you're probably not a smoker, okay? But if I kind of tend to, I'm a smoker, okay? I smoke cigarettes, okay? But I kind of compare it to like if you were trying to stop smoking, you just have to go cold turkey. And if you go cold turkey, it's going to hurt. You're probably going to do a whole heck of a lot of things that are different, but you need to just break yourself away and allow him to deal with what he's dealing with. And then after he gets through dealing with what he's dealing with, and if you're around at the time, then you guys can start building a relationship at that point. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's
what's
up.
I can't trust him anymore, really.
What we can do is certainly the loveologist, he's going to give his email address, because I do see I have several more calls, but I can only take like maybe one more call because I know I have truly overextended my time. But the loveologist, he's going to give his contact information, and I can hear the hurt in your voice, and I definitely want for him to help you. So stay tuned. Keep it locked. If you want to hold here on the phone line, you're welcome to, and you want to write down his contact information, he can speak with you more in depth, okay, in regards to this particular situation that you're going through. And our prayers are certainly going to be with you, all right, for what you've been through, all right? Hey, I can relate. I've been there, done that, girl, okay? So definitely. All right. Keep it locked, okay? All right, let me grab this up the call. Thank you for calling in, sweetie. All right. 773, you're on the Ella Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling and where are you calling from? 773?
Hello, 773?
Hello?
Are you there?
Hello?
All right. You there? Hello, we hear you. 773, you on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. All right, I guess they must just be listening, love. So we have a lot of, good grief, the chat room is off the chain. There's so many comments and different comments that are going on, but certainly we're going to go ahead and close because we are way beyond schedule at this time. But I felt it was important to gain the listeners, you know, questions, and I wanted for the people in the chat to hear it. Love, go ahead and give out the contact information where they can continue to follow you at or to ask questions in regards to relationships.
You can email me. And I actually have a couple of email addresses, and I'm going to explain to you exactly what's going on for the masses to know. I'm rebuilding my Lovologist website. That's Lovologist.com. That's Lovologist.com. But I'm also building another website, which actually should be active here probably within the next week or so. It's loveandrelationships.com. That's LoveAndRelationships.com, okay? I just opened up a new fan page on Facebook, so if you're on Facebook, you definitely want to meet me there, okay? That's Facebook.com/Love, LoveAndRelationships. If somebody can type that out in the chat room for me, because I'm not in the chat room right now, I'd greatly appreciate that. And you can always email me at loveandrelationships@gmail.com, okay? And if you have any love and relationship questions or things of that nature, my fan page actually has what's called love dilemmas, where if you have a dilemma that you're dealing with in your relationships, what you do is you write in, and then I'll post the dilemma, and it's strictly anonymous, so that my fan page can actually answer it. Okay, and then after the fan page gets through answering it, then after that, I'll answer it the next day. So if you have a real, you know, relationship dilemma that you're dealing with, the fan page is definitely the way to go. I mean, my gosh, the fan page has been open for less than 2 weeks, and it's already got 1,700 fans on it so far. So, you know, I plan on having hundreds and hundreds of thousands of fans, so you guys want to be able to get in on the ground up. So, once again, that's Facebook.com/loveandrelationships, and that's where you can hit me up at.
All right. Okay, so we know how to get at you, love, you know, and as you see, the chat room is just overflowing. My goodness. Woo! This has been a crazy night, but exciting night. I knew this topic was going to be on one. You feel me? I knew it. Oh, my goodness. You have just helped so many wonderful people tonight, and I just want to say that your knowledge is just priceless, you know, how you can help these individuals, and I just think it's a wonderful thing that you're doing. And so, you know.
That.
Absolutely. And so I just want to, Love, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I want to make sure I didn't lose. Okay, but as you see, the positive feedback that you're getting from the chat room here, and it has just been an incredible night. I knew this show was going to be awesome, and all the listeners in the chat room, you see there, thank you. Angel, I've got my back tonight. Girl, thank you. She's putting your links in the chat room for those of you who want to get at the Loveologist. We have him, like I said, once every 6 months, just about. But he is the bomb, okay? This man knows what he's talking about. And so, bookmark it. There you go. East Coast said he bookmarked the show. That's what's up. Well, I'm going to have you back. Love, because you know how we get down here on Brown Sugar Radio, and I just want to say that you have touched the lives of so many countless people. Continue to let God use you, you know, continue to give the knowledge and the wisdom that you have because you have been a blessing tonight. All right.
I appreciate
so,
that.
So, you know, it's just I'm speechless. I'm absolutely speechless. And, you know, it was worth it to me for this show tonight to go over because I knew that there was somebody that needed to hear what you had to say. Okay? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have many listeners in the chat room that are commenting. And I, there's one, Jennifer Devine. She was speaking on how she left the father of her children. She has four children with this man. And, you know, she had to do what she had to do and the strength that it took to leave him. And certainly, you know, what she heard tonight has helped her to empower her, you know, to make the right choices. So I just want to say that, you know, it's just so awesome what you're doing. And, you know, I'm going to hit you back in a few months because we got to have another show here to continue this. But I just want to say thank you so much for sacrificing. I apologize for keeping you over the time
we
had
originally committed to. That's no problem. That's no problem. There's one last thing that I did want to say before I went, before I left.
Okay.
Everything that I do, and it's really good that I just heard what you said because my old mantra, and it's my mantra to this day, is that if I can touch one life, that one life was probably meant to touch 1,000 people. And those 1,000 people are probably meant to touch 100,000 people. And those 100,000 people are meant to touch 1,000,000 people. So, I mean, I'm not doing this just to, because I it's my belief that there are some really, really good people out there. It's just that sometimes good people get into bad situations.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can do anything to touch that one person, that's probably bound for greatness, that if my words will allow them to be great, then you know what? I did my job.
That's right. That's right. Well, love, I hate to see you go, but I definitely want to say that this night has been an incredible night for Brown Sugar Radio. And every time you come, you know, you help to touch someone's life, and that's very meaningful. To me, and words could not express what we feel tonight. So I just want to say that I will definitely keep in touch with you, and we got to have you back. You know, got to have you back because our time is coming gone. But, you know, I just want for you to know that, as you see in the chat room here, the overflow of love that's being poured out to you. So keep doing what you do. You're definitely in the right field, brother.
I appreciate that.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Good night,
well, all right. You too. God bless you.
God bless
you. All right.
Bye now.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to quickly go over our show announcements. I want to say that the show has actually, we're actually way off schedule tonight. But I did this because I knew how many people were calling in and they had to get some answers. And I wanted to be able to touch the lives of those that needed to, you know, get some answers. And I understand how it is to be caught between a rock and a hard place and when you're going through things in life that you just don't quite understand. Well, certainly the Loveologist is here, and he's helped to answer some of the questions and some of the trials that you may have faced. But what I'd like to do at this time is go over the show announcements and all of the listeners that are in the chat room tonight, my brand-new listeners. I'd love for you to mark your calendars because next Tuesday we have Nunu, who is a 10-year-old hip-hop diva in the making. She has a hot new single out called Do the Nunu. She's on her way to becoming the next preteen sensation to sweep the nation. Celebrate with us on July 27th, which is next Tuesday, all right, as she speaks on her journey to success and following in the footsteps of her hip-hop sensation father, Ben. Okay. Then on July 28th, we have Georgia Peach. Rashida keeps it in the movement on Brown Sugar Radio. On this night, she will introduce her hot new remixes, Say Something and Bedrock, which is featuring an all-girl showcase. Now on Say Something, she has Navia featured. And then on Bedrock, she has LaToya Carter, which is Lil Wayne's ex-wife. She also has Candy, who was featured in the hot girls group Escape. She has Diamond and Lola. So y'all got to mark your calendars for that because you know Rashida going to keep it banging on Brown Sugar Radio. Then on July 29th, we have Ella M's soul food restaurant, LM, was voted the number one best soul food restaurant in the Vegas Valley for the year of 2010. Pierre Hudson will be making a special guest appearance, and he will share with us how his grandmother's tasty meals flourished into a thriving, successful business. Y'all keep it locked for those of you who want to know some of the ancient soul food secrets for July 29th. And then on July 30th, now you know your girl is tripping. I got four shows booked for next week. Ordinarily, for all my new listeners, we only air on every Tuesday and Thursday, all right? But I got a four-show header next week, so I'm going to be busy next week, all right? But on July 30th, we have Why Are You Still Single? Have you been a hot mess dating? Are you tired of getting frustrated? Okay, well, on July 30th, Friday, we're going to have relationship expert Coach Rael give some tips for success in how to meet the right partner. Okay, so definitely keep it locked, mark your calendar. I hope y'all had your paper and pens ready because that's what it is, baby. That's exactly what it is. We're going to have it rolling. Keep it pumping. On the live show, Angel, I said she got her calendar marked. That's what's up. Cause I mean, hey, we gonna keep it rolling. But definitely check out the Loveologist. I mean, his show is phenomenal. Check him out on Facebook. He has his Gmail account. He has his. He just got so much going on. His own personal website. The Loveologist was wonderful, and I want to say that he has been a blessing tonight. So we're going to have him back. I know he's helped many of you tonight. And, gosh, the chat room just continues to fill up. But your girl, Brown Sugar, got to go. Okay? I have been here. Oh, thank you. The Elohim Show. Nice show. Thank you so much. I appreciate you sending me a message and coming through on the show. And that's what it is. Bless Angel Eye says, make sure y'all all come out. He is the real deal. That's what's up. That is. Oh, you're talking about Coach Rael. Yes. Rael Sims. Absolutely. Yes. Coach Rael will be here Friday, July 30th. But, yes, like I said, this show has been meaningful to me. And you know your girl Brown Sugar has to always close with a positive quote. And the quote for tonight is going to be, if God will bring you through it, he will see you to it. Okay? If God will bring you through it, he will see you to it. So just know that whatever you're going through, God already has it worked out. God already has it in your favor, and you will be blessed. Because, what does the word say? What does the word say? That it is the greatness of your faith. All right, that is pleasing unto the Almighty. So we have to live by faith, you guys. No matter what you're going through, just know that you can make it another day. Just know that you can strive to be your personal utmost best. Don't ever be defeated. Don't ever let trials and tribulations boggle you down. Always know that the power that's within you, God is greater than any obstacle that you can ever face. And know that you can make it, okay? Monty Barr. Girlfriend, you can make it. Even though your husband is battling you through this divorce and he doesn't want it, you can make it. Jennifer Devine, you can make it. Even though, you know, you may not have made it with the father of your four children, just know, girlfriend, hold your head high. You can make it. Also, too, I want to shout out my Facebook page. I want you to follow me, www.facebook.com/BrownSugar Radio Show. Also, too, I'd love for you to check me out on Twitter, www.twitter.com/, and it's Brown Sugar Radio. Check me out on MySpace, www.myspace.com/ Brown Sugar in Vegas. And then I also have a YouTube page. Please subscribe to my YouTube page, which is youtube.com/ Brown Sugar Radio Show. Okay? So be blessed. Be blessed. And I see you, beautiful butterfly. You said amen at Brown Sugar. I like the positive word from Angel Eyes. Girl, you know I got to keep it positive on this show. That's all we got in this bad economy, okay? All right, y'all. Well, I love you all, and definitely keep it locked on the live show on Blog Talk Radio. Be blessed and good night.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. Where it's happening. The most impressive show
on Internet Radio.
Brown Sugar, Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics. The latest fashion.
Health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time so I can get a sexual seduction.